above the floral shower, a few faint cords of light fell through the tracery woven by the leaves of teak, pincado, and shingly canyin to dance on the blue, iridescent wings of butterflies.
How does a person living in the spirit deal with external evil?
The way in which it's perceived, first of all, I understand evil as that which increases illusion or paranoia or separateness or separates or increases the multiplicity. And you can really redefine most of your evil terms, and they work in that definition. Good is that which unifies, awakens, brings to consciousness, and relieves human suffering, which is the same thing. I also see that the game is designed perfectly, and that at the level where good exists, so does evil. And this polarity reinforces itself in a way, and it exists at a plane where polarities are, and so that you can look at the act itself and then impose the statement good or evil depending on its function or its effect. And you learn more and more that acts per se are neither good or evil, but rather the attachments of the people that are performing the acts that determine whether they're good or evil. It's not the people that are good or evil, it's the attachments that are good or evil. And behind every evil act is another being, just like you and I. It's just a being who's caught in a karma that's leading them to perform out of their attachments an act which has evil consequences, which is increasing illusion. As far as what do you do about it, you reward and punish good and evil. You recognize both good and evil as existing in the universe. But as you become more conscious, less and less are you able to do things which would be defined as evil. Not because you think you shouldn't do them because you're afraid of somebody striking you dead, but just because you can't do them because it's too absurd. I mean, if I think you and I are us instead of you're him or them, how can I steal from you? I don't steal from us. I may steal from them, but I'm not going to steal from us. And the predicament is that with increasing consciousness, more and more of the time you're living at the plane where you see us beings hanging out on this earth, on this world, you know, this little round sphere. And less can you think of them as them Vietnamese or them in Washington or anybody, any thems at all, you know. More and more they're just us doing all these weird, far-out things. And those things which limit human freedom and increase illusion, you work to get rid of.
What's your 1022?
Dark mountain walls gradually constricted the wild gorge. As the ravine narrowed, we began tacking upstream through the rock-strewn creek bed.
Signing off. This is Gorgeous signing off. See the moon?
I think that the combination of disruptive technology and the inherent modularity will undo Microsoft faster than the Justice Department will.
that question. I have a lot of writers whom I love, but they're mostly people who are long dead. Yes, sir.
Was the intent of the book to amuse, or was it to really affect and change?
Both. I think the way you stop junk English, and because so much of junk English is so pretentious, that's its root. And the way to stop it is to laugh at it. Is when you hear these words, when you hear somebody use the word concretize, go, what are you talking about? And they'll stop using concretize because it won't have any power anymore.
And I think ultimately that's the way you deal with good and evil. You do it because that's your incarnation to do it. At the same moment, recognizing that all that exists functionally. Suffering exists, evil exists, wars exist, pestilence, starving. You work full time to end them all. At the same moment, you know that that's why they're there, because they're supposed to be there. And that's one of the paradoxes that people have the hardest time with. Seeing that it's all perfect and then understanding social responsibility.
Right, right out from under.
That's what they call the fucking
kids. Well, that's true. They have no legs. Yes, sir.
Approximately, how long did it take you to put the book together?
About a year and a half, I guess. Yeah, I'd say it was about 18 months.
Do you have any plans for any future books?
I hope so.
Yes, very much so. I grew up listening to my father arguing over the dinner table about theology, and I think it sharpened, which he always called the queen of the sciences. And I found myself in later life, though I am not a believer, fascinated by the kinds of theological ideas that people dream up for themselves in order to make sense of their lives, in particular landscapes. And on the prairie, I was fascinated by the way in which that early belief in science, in man, in secular society, seemed to give way at some point under the impact of the weather, of poverty, of failure, to moving from one Bible of dry farming, which was Campbell's Soil Culture Manual, to another book, the Book of Revelation, where in some ways the hideous climate of eastern Montana was far more accurately described than ever it was in the railroad pamphlets or in Campbell's Manual. And watching the growth on the prairie of fundamentalist Christianity, one could see that those beliefs have a sort of natural geographic location in somewhere like eastern Montana, where the extremities of the weather find perfect correlatives in the descriptions of the weather in the Book of Revelation. You know, the giant hailstones, the plagues of locusts, which of course on the prairie were plagues, hideous plagues of grasshoppers, which ate the homesteaders' crops. The lightning storms, the sense of being alone under the sky with, exposed to the vengeful gaze of God above, I think is a very powerful idea in that landscape. And you can see, I think, exactly how these people who in 1910 had been burbling about the efficacy of science came by the 1920s and 30s, many of them, to believe not in science at all, but in fundamentalist Christianity.
And that's the ability, the wisdom, to be able to live with two levels of consciousness simultaneously.
After all, the critics get to say, that's why he did it. But anyway, one of the points I was trying to make was that it's not what you do in America, perhaps in any society, that's punished under a court of law. It's who's doing the what. so I could walk around the corner and buy that shirt in a fashionable boutique up on the Upper East Side in New York. And if it's me, and in fact the judges agreed with this, if it had been somebody else, Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, who wear the same exact shirt. Roy Rogers and Dale Evans wore it on a CBS show, and then I wore it on the Merv Griffin show, and I was blanked out of the whole show. Again, it was the same point. I mean, people, in fact, any act, whether it's crossing state lines to incite riot, most people in the country feel if there was one person to blame for the riots in Chicago, it's Mayor Daley. But if you conceptualize a federal court putting Mayor Daley on trial, you begin to see the absurdity of people just being punished for their acts. They're often punished for who they are.
Yeah, I hope to write more books. I hope this isn't my last book. Well, if it is, so be it. It's a good book. It's a good way to go out.
I love you. I love you.
Putting the cart before the herd is there.
From the way you're talking, I guess we're going to have music on the program tonight. I think that's real nice.
So do I, Mary. I've always loved music. Even as a child, I used to play the death rattle.
No, please, I'm being serious. You know, I once won a prize for playing the piano. Yes, they gave
me
a...
Wait, don't tell me. Let me guess. They gave you a lovely sterling silver medallion. Didn't they, Mary?
No, they didn't. You know very well that the only way you can get that sterling silver medallion is from the Lipton tea people. And, ladies, it's solid sterling silver, and it's just the right size, about an inch in diameter. It's the kind of jewelry you find at those smart shops on Fifth Avenue in New York. The medallion is decorated with a Chinese inscription, and it's hung on a narrow black rayon satin ribbon. It's just what you want to brighten up your simple silk dresses and your dressy suits.
You had several versions of the a new descending staircase, too, didn't you?
Yes, three, but this one is the real, the first one that was shown at the Armory show.
The one the newspaper man called...
called an explosion in the shingle factory.
Yes, that was a great line he put out there.
Succès de scandale, now.
Succès de scandale, yes. And this is a boxing match, a drawing that I never used, in fact, for the glass. I never used it, I felt. It was not quite what I wanted.
It must be a great satisfaction to you to have so many versions and so much of your work in one collection, such as you find here in the Philadelphia Museum.
Oh, wonderful it is. You know, it's just, I always felt that showing one painting in one place and another place, it's just like amputating one finger each time, or a leg. Here I feel at home, my house, and I've never had such really a feeling of complete satisfaction.
Well, I can understand how an artist would feel about that.
Of work you are seeking. Having this information at hand, the employer or the person in charge of hiring workers is then ready to talk with you about the kind of work you are applying for.
Read me?
10-4, I read.
My head.
That moment, she may not be in the mood, she may not be psychologically ready. He's already had 1 or 2 hours of fantasying, and in all fairness, he should give her equal time to fantasy.
Well, Marcel, these don't seem your earliest work.
No. The earliest is this one in the corner, the church. That was done in my village in 1902.
How old were you?
I was 15 then. And then I went on about some more of that period, but they're not here.
It's rather impressionist, isn't it? What was the vogue? And
yeah, well, it was not the vogue. It was the only thing we talked about, you see. I mean, it was...
It was advanced,
yeah,
even then.
Yeah, it was advanced, and yet... When you see these two, which are later, already Impressionism has gone down in vogue.
They're more structural.
They're more structural, and Cézanne has been recognized then. And Cézanne is the great man, and I was influenced by Cézanne in those two paintings, you see. This is my two brothers playing chess in their garden, and this is my father.
Well, the whole family were painters, your sister and brother?
Well, one sister paints, yes, but especially my brother, Binon, paints.
To work full-time knowing that it's perfect when you began and perfect when you ended, and that your working full-time was perfect, too. In the Book of Tokens, it says, if you know not that the Prince of Darkness is but the other face of the King of Light, you know not me. To me, it's obvious there's only one. And all law comes out of that one.
Yes, he should give her equal time to fantasy.
One
that you will hear now will bring back memories to some, will open up new fields to others, but most important, will keep alive to all and for all time what can really never die. The many moons of...
You know, everybody, you have a list of bad things. Look at this.
You know, the bottom line is you're going to say that you're 30, 40 years from now, and there's going to be a young kid or something they contract, and they're going to call maybe Tommy Jr. makes another four.
If you could understand this, I would so much rather you understood, could really hear what I have to say. For yours is, I believe, a distorted picture of this world.
It's a beautiful world.
Two comes out of one, good and evil, a dark and light, or the prince of darkness, and it's all comes out of the one. And the one is the law. That's the law. That's the first commandment. Thou shalt only love the one. The little bit I've been able to grok or grasp or feel of the universe has always, the law has unfolded in its exquisiteness. And it boggles, of course, the mind, because the mind is merely a little subproduct of this law. And the law isn't logical. The law is full of paradoxes because it's, quote, the natural law or the Tao. And so in that sense, it's all perfect. It's all lawful. It's all happening just according to plan, including what we have to do about it. Right? Those are the two levels. Those are the two levels.
Jesse W. Fell of Normal, Illinois, believed that Lincoln had a good chance to win the Republican nomination in the approaching presidential election of 1860. Lincoln writes an answer to Fell's request for autobiographical material for use in the campaign. My dear sir, herewith is a little sketch as you requested. There is not much of it, for the reason I suppose that there is not much of me. If anything be made out of it, I wish it to be modest and not to go beyond the material. If it were thought necessary to incorporate anything from any of my speeches, I suppose there would be no objection. Of course, it must not appear to have been written by myself.
We encourage couples to fantasy. Man is a fantasizing being. All forms of art, all creative activity has as a very important component the ability to fantasy. Now, it is not a sign of disloyalty, and there is no reason for anybody to have guilt feelings simply because he or she is fantasizing some former romantic episode, or with some imaginary or some real figure.
I'm right here, Bob. No, he said, you. I need to see you. Turn on the light, I said, thinking he was a weirdo and freaking out in the dark. He turned on the light. Okay, he said, I'm ready. I'm ready to see you. I'm right here, Bob. Right here. He began to undress me. What are you doing, Bob? I need to see what you look like. But you've seen a red leather couch before, Bob. I know you've seen that, Bob continued. He would not stop. I wanted to throw up and die. This is awfully intimate, Bob. Can't you just do it? No, he said. It's who you are. I need to look.
Since feeling is first, who pays any attention to the syntax of things will never wholly kiss you. Wholly to be a fool while spring is in the world. My blood approves, and kisses are better faith than wisdom. Lady, I swear by all flowers. Don't cry. The best gesture of my brain is less than your eyelids flutter, which says we are for each other. Then laugh. Leaning back in my arms, for life's not a paragraph, and death, I think, is no parentheses.
Until her whole rib cage is poking out through the skin and then screams it all out. She just rips one.
I love you.
Raven's probably deaf now. Which is his fucking problem. She goes limp. So does he. He must have come at the same time.
Hello, this is Gorgeous. Anybody out there read me?
10-4, I read.
My handle's Gorgeous. Pretty vacant, eh? My dad's handle's Flash. Subvert normality. You know what that makes us together?
Yeah, fucking nuts.
Fuck you. Together, that makes us Flash Gorgeous.
Flash Gorgeous?
Punk is not sexual. It's just aggression. 10-4, old buddies. Destroy. Kill all hippies.
And here's how you get this handsome medallion. Just send 25 cents and the box top from a package of Lipton's, the tea with the brisk flavor, to Lipton Tea, Box 92. That's Box 92. Flavor. To Lipton Tea, Box 92. Box 92.
Like we're meeting tonight.
WZBC out of Newton. I said, New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, Flying by Paper, Broken the Seal, got the orders. It's all digital sperm now, baby. Mainline in the mail, Jolt Juice. It's a mission. High flying on the main line. Electronic, electricity only. Main sperm line under control. Man, mission. At a Newton. Base one. Over. Major Geiserman tonight, or Major Donovan as I am sometimes known out there. Not really part of the regular man's Navy. Barely a member of Black Curtain Club, Spook Community Liaison Transfer, not freelance, hopping on one leg with that one, today, 90.3 over here, the frequency. WZBC.org. Good cover on the overhead internet. Limping in a nice modest cover of 64 clicks. Just enough to weed out the riffraff. Class shakeout there. Like a nigger in a caddy, you know what I mean? Feeling good while I'm feeling good. And of course, the cover media counter. Studio475.com/New Metaphysics. Hosted by Mr. Radio himself. On the Apple side and fighting in the trenches of the PC wars on NewMetaphysics.com, where everything is just a lot harder. Thanks to Big Bill and the money consciousness of all involved, including me. Download MP3s of this show. Or stream, or do both at the same time. Also over on Shoutcast, where you can drug and rob a lot of tourists. Getting ready for the next big cardiac tsunami on the big board. Gotta give those big media cats an out. Something to cream on. So startups will be starting up again. Although there won't be very many of them. Just industry. And Microsoft will have to settle for taking over the rest of life. Probably own a good piece of you, whatever you're doing. They don't make corporations like that no more. Never did. May never again. GaryGFortMac.com. A little email there. Any day, though, this scene could be blowed wide open. Any day, you'll know it. Keep an ear out. Could be free energy. Could be something like hemp legalization. Just a big one.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we face today the most treacherous, the most diabolical, and I say the shrewdest, the smartest enemy that this nation has ever faced. Who are these liberals? They're the ones who are trying to destroy private property. They are also liberal in theology. They are the crowd, to a large extent, that is not so sure whether or not there is a God Almighty. They are the crowd that's not so sure whether or not Christ was divine.
It was about this point that the Klansman discovered the tape recorder.
Okay. It's early, and poor Raven was horny as a goat from being out to sea. Later on, she'll expect more endurance. Right now, she's content to lie underneath him and suck the warmth out of his body. She's been cold for days. Her feet are still cold, hanging out in the air. But that just makes the rest of her feel much better. Raven seems content too, uncharacteristically so. Talk about bliss.
We do not equate fantasy with actual action, and we have found in research on this subject that normal, healthy people without any special sexual problems fantasy regularly, and we encourage couples who haven't fantasied to start to try to fantasy.
recently a particular skin creep casting an attempt at an imitating stare. A gaze so foolish only a skin creep could do. This particular case, however, poses no fear upon the faces, nor in our minds, especially when a new friend named Catherine has told us if we ever need anything, we could ask her for it as long as it wasn't too unreasonable.
Fresh out of a meditation series, I awaken. Security of the mental codes, protection of the metaphysical clergymen, trained by the best, with the best, to do our best, I do a good job. Jet Hun, a diabolical threat, has recently emerged in a mental form, causing distractions and attacks on our small group. I have now been forced to mentally and physically train every day for a final battle of endless destruction. From this point on, I now declare a metaphysical state of emergency, and I will never give in.
Good morning.
I need to speak with Asta Evans.
This is she.
Miss Evans, listen, my name is Roy D. Mercer. I was referred to y'all. I had a problem with one of y'all's pagers you sold. My wife, Sharon Dean, was out there yesterday and had it clipped onto the hip pocket of her britches.
Uh-huh.
That damn thing blewed up on her.
Smiled and stared and groaned. He got breathy and his face changed. He didn't look ordinary anymore. He looked like a hungry beast.
Whether it's wearing a flag shirt or crossing state lines or, in fact, murder. I mean, you can murder if you have a uniform. It's, you know, you're a hero. If you have a costume like people wear, then it's a crime. And I started to recognize certain things about America.
And had it clipped onto the hip pocket of her britches?
Uh-huh.
That damn thing blewed up on her. Burned a big sore right on her butt.
Oh, no.
I guarantee you. Guarantee you, darn it. Burned a big old electric sore right there on her cheek, on her left cheek. It's a horrible thing, I guarantee you.
Most guys would already be flipping through channels on the TV. Not Raven. He's content to lie here all night, breathing softly into her neck. As a matter of fact, he's gone to sleep right on top of her.
Combination of disruptive technology and the inherent modularity.
That the Klansman discovered the tape recorder.
You're so beautiful, he said. You're elegant and deep and innocent and wild.
And the leg was killed. He was still inside a man of 19 or 20.
Well, he gambled for 50 years, didn't he?
Near 60. Started 60. When he was about 20.
And did nothing else, really?
Absolutely nothing else.
In her mind than... Did you have that thought at all?
Never.
Come here. Take a good smell.
This is where we made the fake cut to get the R rating.
The weekend before I started... It was Friday night that I saw the stuff on Saturday morning, and nothing was usable, and I said, okay, if you'll let me just take it over and rewrite it and do everything, start shooting on Monday.
Look like an outline of Woody Woodpecker right now. Kinda.
Where was? I mean, what? I'm totally, utterly confused here. I mean, I have never, ever heard this in many, many years of being in the paging business.
Damnedest thing I've seen, too.
Exploded on her?
Exploded right there on the rear.
Devoured them, or see the shepherds who misled them. You got 20 seconds. God called the Israelites his flock, and their leaders were dogs that scattered them, wolves that devoured them, or shepherds who misled them. What would it be? Okay. What do you think? Dogs, wolves, or shepherds?
Shepherds. See.
The shepherds who misled them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see who it is. Is it the shepherds who misled them? Yes, it is. You guys have been watching the show at home, haven't you?
Well,
been watching the show, studying up a little bit. Okay, so, you guys didn't get rusty with all of those weeks being away.
No.
But let's talk about that. Shepherds, Jeremiah had a real rough job talking to the people, didn't he?
He did, and he wasn't the only one to use that image. There were other prophets who used that as well. But the interesting thing is that the idea of the leader is one who should be looking out for the welfare of the flock. And the reality is, by leading them astray, they're leading them into places where they should not go.
Mm. And that must be really tough when you have to start to think about, you know, you got a prophet that walks on the scene and starts talking about the leaders of the groups and say, you know, they might be going the wrong way here.
Very threatening. Mm.
You look good with the balloons behind you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Unusual halo.
Light and airy. Yes, a halo. A technicolor halo. Okay, let's update the scores. The Polis family with 100 points. Give them a nice round of applause. Polis family, 60 points. And we're ready to play another one, right?
We're ready.
I bet we are. So let's put the board in motion. Okay, so we take it from the letters, the epistles. And that's going to be worth 40 points for you guys. It's going to be taken from the first letter of Timothy. And here's the question. There was a concern that certain people in Ephesus were blank. A, teaching false doctrine. B, not attending services. Or C, taking money from the collections. Not a good thing. What was Timothy involved in? There was concern that certain people in Ephesus were doing certain things. False doctrines, not attending services. Okay, 7 seconds left. A little tough one for you?
We'll go with A, teaching false doctrine.
You're going to go with A, teaching false doctrine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Is it A, teaching false doctrine? Yes, it is. There you go. There must have been a lot of that going on.
There was a lot of that going on
in that time about, you know, when you come together and you start to think about how they were being led.
Jesus warns his disciples about that before he leaves them. He says that there will be others claiming to be the Christ, but not to pay attention.
Even a good reason for the incarnation. You know, like people were kind of being led astray in all different directions.
That's right.
They needed somebody to actually come down and lead them.
Exactly.
And I think even in their own minds throughout the scripture, they had the idea that it was going to be some sort of a king and some sort of person going to come in and kill and...
Yes, and freedom from the oppressors as well. They were waiting for freedom from Rome.
Yeah. He came and taught us that the way you free yourself is by serving everybody else.
That's right.
Great. Okay. Now that sound means that we've come to the end of our first round. And that means that we're also ready for our wisdom question, which is worth how much to the audience? 100 points. That's right.
Good.
So if we look at our scores, Bono family with 100 points. And the poll spent 100 points. Anybody can hop ahead on this question. Okay, now the wisdom question goes like this. I'll ask the question and give you the possible answers, and then you have 20 seconds to answer it. But, of course, the first person to buzz in gets to answer the question first. If you answer correctly, you get the 100. And if not, the other team gets a chance to answer the question, and they also might be able to get those points. Okay, so you must wait until I ask the question and the possible answers, and then you're able to buzz in. Okay, but once you buzz in, you got to give me the answer. Alrighty?
Okay.
Okay, but you guys are experienced in this. You've both been on the show before. So here's the wisdom question. It is taken from the Book of Wisdom. According to wisdom, we should seek special gifts from God by blank. A, working for them. B, wishing for them. C, praying for them. Oh, right away, what do you think, Bob?
C, praying for them.
C, praying for them. Is it C, praying for them? Yes, it is. Way to go. Okay. Harry stashed over there.
Mm-hmm.
He was right there. Boom. Okay, so we'll work on that for the second round. That ends our first round with the Bono family. 200 points. Give them a nice round of applause.
the people who gave you the envelope to deliver to EBGOC headquarters. All of this is fitting together now. The feds, and L. Bob Rife, and the Reverend Wayne's Pearly Gate, and the Raft are all part of the same deal. Who the hell are all these people? She asked Raven when she first saw it. But he just shushed her. She asked him again later as they were wandering around looking for their room, and he told her, these guys all work for L. Bob Rife. Programmers and engineers and communications people. Rife's an important man. Got a monopoly to run.
Right. So it was agreed to, and then I just changed everything.
Right.
The idea of the dynamite, remember in the drunk scene in the thing when I, in the garbage dump, when I get in the car with her, I have that, I put the dynamite in the car. And she says, what is that? And I said, it's nothing. So and so. She said, I know what it is. It's dynamite. And you're drinking on the job. And I decided, rather than just kill the father, that she should kill everyone. You know, and have a psychiatrist. Basically, it was a story of the psychiatrist saving her after she killed her awful father. You know. So I just made them all despicable and had her kill everybody. So I just made them all despicable and had her kill everybody.
Works for me.
Ten four, old buddies. Droy, kill all hippies. I'm not talking at you, I'm talking to you.
Your own past experience and education that may or may not make it the right job for you.
Years, didn't he? Near 60. Started 60. When he was about 20. And did nothing else, really.
Disruptive technology and the inherent modularity will undo Microsoft faster than the Justice Department would.
You saw that there, I said? It was like he read my palm. I saw that, he said, and much, much more. Bob stayed looking for almost an hour.
Be aware of anyone named Bob, of course. Goes with that saying. On the Big Z train. Big Z train out of Moscow. May or may not clear the snow. 90.3 FM. WZBC.org. Get it in a slight delay there, playing both at the same time. New Metaphysics. Right Honorable the Major Gary Geiserman. Doing unspeakable things in the dark here. Kind of being forced into doing bad, bad things during the Republican administration. Kind of thing. It's modular.
Did they bring you into this Cezanne
impressionist? No, it was all on my, you know, on my own. No,
just in the air?
In the air, especially, yes. Yeah. And my father was very nice about it. In fact, it was very difficult then as it is now to become a painter on your own. How can you expect to live, etc., etc.? So he was a good man.
He looks patient to have set that portrait up.
Yeah.
There seems to be quite a step between this and the nude descending a staircase.
Yes, the nude was 2 years later.
1912.
And it was after these that I decided that no more obvious influences as I had before. I wanted to at least be with living in my day. And my day was Cubism. See, 1910, 11, 12, Cubism was in its childhood. And the approach was so different from the previous movements that I was very much attracted toward it. And I began being a Cubist painter, and finally I came to the nude.
CCMO Fire! The Soul Silent Force!
People who runs the lab. And 2 years ago when I was there, I found this guy's script, who was, I was there as an advisor, and he was there as a young filmmaker, found this script, great script.
And indeed, those couples who have been fantasying to continue to do so and to enlarge on that experience.
And we got a few doctor bills to pay for, and I tell you, Miss Evans, the thing about it is that she got her a paper route, and then she delivers grit and such on a weekday.
Okay, Mr.
And she's going to miss work. How's she supposed to ride her bike?
Like I said, give me... this is.
And I got $20 worth of foil ointment I had to buy. She's a big woman. I had to buy a couple of tubes.
Uh-huh.
And then I figure $100 for that pager. So what I figure, y'all, let's see.
Okay, now where
$250,
did you...
$275. $275 ought to do her.
Okay. Well, what we need to do is you need to come to the office with a pager, with your wife.
Oh, bull butter.
Well, you know, we can't just do this over the phone here. We need to get the pager back.
You want me to bring her down there and show you the sore on her ear?
I'll bring her the pager.
Got a big burn there. Why don't I bring down there and let one of y'all doctor?
Well, I don't think we are qualified to do doctoring here, but what we need to do is get this matter definitely investigated and see what happened with the pager, because I have never heard of a pager exploding on somebody and causing burns. That is utterly, totally new to me.
What's more, after you have finished the interview, your application stays in the hands of the employer as a record he can use to...
Yours tonight.
Give me a pen, Mary. I'll send them a check immediately. And what's more, I'll write it in blood. Humming it, still hear it. But the sea was calm that day. Dead calm. 15 days of calm. 15 days on a raft with a sick woman and 3 men. And that sun.
Carl! Stop that blasted humming!
Sorry, Smart. Marcia seems to like it. Part of a symphony I'm working on.
It does get on our nerves, Todd. How is your wife?
I don't know, Grasso. Poor Marcia.
Yes. Yes, I know.
I'm hungry. Smythe, how about some rations?
Ah, that fat belly of yours. I told you before, Ivanov, as chief mate, I run this life raft. We've got rations for one person for 2 days. No one eats, we don't. Now forget it.
As if you were studying a map, observing the moon, staring into my eyes. But it was my vagina.
Registration desk. Everything. It was still a ship. Everything's made out of steel that has been painted white a million times over, but nothing like what she expected. There's even a little helipad where the suits can come and go. There's a chopper parked next to it with a logo she's seen before. Rice Advanced Research Enterprises. Rare. The people who gave her the envelope to deliver to EBGOC headquarters. All of this is fitting together now. The feds, and L. Bob Rife, and the Reverend Wayne's Pearly Gates, and the Raft are all part of the same deal. Who the hell are all these people? She asked Raven when she first saw it. But he just shushed her. She asked him again later as they were wandering around looking for their room, and he told her, these guys all work for L. Bob Rife. Programmers and engineers and communications people. Rife's an important man. Got a monopoly to run. Rice here? She asked him, putting on an act, of course. She had it figured out by that point. Shh, he said. It's a nice piece of intel. Hero should like it, if she can just get it to him. And even that's going to be easy. She never thought there'd be metaverse terminals here on the raft. But on this ship, there's a whole row of them, so that visiting suits can call back to civilization. All she has to do is get to one without waking up Raven. Which could be tricky. It's too bad she couldn't drug him with something, like in the Raft movies. That's when the realization comes. It swims up out of her subconscious in the same way that a nightmare does. Or when you leave the house and remember half an hour later that you left a tea kettle going on the stove. It's a cold, clammy reality that you can't do a damn thing about.
In the light, I watched him looking at me. He was so excited, so peaceful.
On the side, he would do critiques, particularly of Aristotle and Plato as translated into one of the seven languages that he knew. He would... he hated in one translation into English, which he thought there'd never been a really good one. So he did help in this, and he wrote a little poetry, but...
Besides, we didn't have to do another scene with Raymond.
He never knew that he wasn't the star of this film. It was incredible.
Is there anything you want to say, Dennis, on top of this? Or?
Yeah. Nice movie.
Yeah.
The word dream is often misapplied when people talk about my painting. They are dreams very different from the ones we have while sleeping. On the contrary, these dreams are of a voluntary nature, and not in the least imprecise like the feelings we experience when escaping into sleep.
Euphoric. I began to get wet and turned on. I began to see myself the way he saw me.
It's a happy alliance for both sides of the business equation.
Anarchy. Disco sucks.
We ought to be practical.
Smythe, what made the Santa Margarita go down so quickly?
I told you, nothing but a stray mine. It was Argentine Register, coffee boat, a neutral. It's all it could have been.
Again, I came to a decision. I had spent 40 years in the house. More punishment than criminals receive who've committed even worse crimes than mine. I'd take a chance. I opened the wall I'd sealed up 40 years ago. She was still there. But the wailing continued. Why? I looked into the tomb I made for her, and then I saw it. I saw this thing that had ruined my life. It was a tiny hole in the outside wall that I'd made when I first broke it open. The wind rushed through and made that horrible wail. What was the use? I took a match out of my pocket. I set its flame to the curtains. In a moment, the place would be an inferno. I decided to stay. I wanted to perish with the house in death.
And cease fighting for it.
She has finally remembered what that nagging thing was that bothered her for a moment, right before the actual moment of fucking. It was not birth control. It was not a hygiene thing. It was her dentata, the last line of personal self-defense, along with Uncle Enzo's dog tags, the one piece of stuff that the orthos didn't take. They didn't take it because they don't believe in cavity searches, which means that at the moment Raven entered her, a very small hypodermic needle slipped imperceptibly into the engorged frontal vein of his penis, automatically shooting a cocktail of powerful narcotics and depressants into his bloodstream. Raven's been harpooned in the place where he least expected it.
spirit of our fathers rose and spoke to us to avenge our wrongs or die. We set up the war whoop and dug up the tomahawk. Our knives were ready, and the heart of Black Hawk swelled high in his bosom when he led his warriors to battle. He is satisfied. He will go to the world of the spirits contented. He has done his duty.
You're in modularity. I think that the combination of disruptive technology and the inherent modularity no serious designer in a mainstream application would ever write a program in that language because it's not good enough in the mainstream market, but in a different application, which is the internet, it values different attributes. It's just like a personal computer versus a mainframe.
For the mainstream companies, easy money.
In 1967, General Electric was involved in a price-fixing scheme that stole more money from the American public than all the house burglaries, muggings, armed robberies put together. And yet, when we say crime, we flash on an image. We don't flash on a doctoral dissertation. We have an image in our mind, and we generally see a young black guy with a gun, you know, coming out of the bushes, sticking up a middle-aged woman or a middle-aged white guy getting out of his car.
Stays in the hands of the employer as a record he...
He's shooting a cocktail of powerful narcotics and depressants into his bloodstream. Raven's been harpooned in the place where he least expected it.
Black Hawk is a true Indian. He feels for his wife, his children, his friends, but he did not care for himself. He cares for the nation and his people.
This is gorgeous. Does anybody out there read me?
To feel beautiful and delicious like a great painting or a waterfall. Bob wasn't afraid. No, he wasn't grossed out. I began to swell. I began to feel proud.
Was for money. For money it was, for money it was just more or less for fun. He never worried about paying the rent or paying for the food or the clothes. That seemed to come pretty easily and naturally. The rest of it, any money he had, was a stake.
Well, he had no baggage, no wife, no children, no possessions.
His possessions were always limited to two suits. If he got a new one, he'd throw the old one away. He didn't want more than two.
Born February the 12th, 1809, in Hardin County, Kentucky.
My parents were both born in Virginia of undistinguished families, second families, perhaps I should say. My mother, who died in my 10th year, was of a family of the name of Hanks, some of whom now reside in Adams and others in Macon County, Illinois. My paternal grandfather, Abraham Lincoln, emigrated from Rockingham County, Virginia, to Kentucky about 1781 or 1782. Where a year or two later, he was killed by the Indians.
And it bothered them. I was reminded of a bit from the old Fred Allen show. Fred Allen shows, when Fred Allen asked someone what they thought of radio. The reply was, "I never could stand furniture that talked."
Now he's going to sleep for at least 4 hours. And then, boy, is he ever going to be pissed.
Porn industry, a protective layer of legitimacy.
I detest resignation, patience, professional heroism, and all obligatory and noble sentiments. I also detest the decorative arts, folklore, advertising, the voices of announcers, aerodynamics, boy scouts, current affairs, and drunks.
Hero remembers Elliot's warning. Don't go onto the raft itself without a local guide. This kid must be a refugee that Bruce Lee recruited from some Filipino neighborhood on the raft. The kid's name is Transubstanciacion, Trani for short. He climbs into the Zodiac before Hero tells him to. "Wait a sec," Hero says. "We have to do some packing first." Hero risks turning on a small flashlight, uses it to rummage around the yacht, picking up valuable stuff. A few bottles of presumably drinkable water, some food, extra ammunition for his nine. He takes one of the grappling hooks too, coiling its rope neatly. Seems like the kind of thing that might be useful on the raft. He has one other chore to take care of, not something he's looking forward to. Hero has lived in a lot of places where mice and even rats were a problem. He used to get rid of them using traps, but then he had a run of bad luck with the things. He would hear a trap snap shut in the middle of the night, and then instead of silence, he would hear pitiable squeaking and thrashing, whacking noises as the stricken rodent tried to drag itself back to safety with a trap snapped over some part of its anatomy. Usually, its head. When you've gotten up at 3 a.m. to find a live mouse on your kitchen counter leading a contrail of brain tissue across the formica, it is hard to get back to sleep. And
the mainstream companies, they help legitimize what we're doing. They tell America that by definition, if this company, this large company that you respect, is distributing this, obviously there's demand for it. I think that is what has helped us. That in the past, it was always, you know, people talk about how big is the adult industry. And people would say, oh, it's huge. But I think that the average person said, well, that's a lot of hype. There really isn't that much interest in this product. Or it's a very small segment of people who really buy this product. I think once they start hearing large companies are distributing it, they start to realize that there must be demand for this. This must be normal. I shouldn't feel odd because I enjoy it.
Pornography is compatible with the hotel, cable, and satellite businesses. It might have been made for the internet. Take the relationship of porn and the giant search engine, Yahoo.
I think what Yahoo did was go one step beyond and say, okay, my customers want to see sex. I'll make it easier for them and I'll categorize it. You know, here's bestiality, here's whips and chains, here's whatever.
Yahoo made money. Lots of it.
Body Rush. I'm taking a ride with you, in my head. True love, and oh, the cornfield. A sweet girl. Maybe an understanding of the life will help. This wind blows over your body, comes across the field, and blows over my body. Doesn't that bother you? Too much. I'm thinking of you. It's you in my head. You're on my mind. I can't get you out of my ancestra. Can't shake you loose. Can't stop thinking of you. I haven't washed you out of my hair. I expect you every night. Don't you like blowjobs? Time is short, but I wait for you. I'm crazy about you. I'm in love with you. You blow my mind. Come by. Drop in. Let's rap. Let's neck. Pussy is delicious. What are you waiting for? You're beautiful, lusty, handsome. Your vibes are tremendous. I can't believe it.
Who made money? Lots of it, selling ads and links to porno websites.
When Yahoo first launched, getting a site listed, even a commercial business site, was free. Nowadays, it costs $200 to get a website listed, unless you're an adult website, in which case they charge $600.
Thank you.
often a variation of the place. Not all intercourse has to be in the bed. There are other places. There is the living room before the fireplace. And with one's imagination, one can create all kinds of variations of the place and time that one can have a very enjoyable sexual experience.
Several men in white robes asked me about the recorder. Then a man in a white robe with black trim came over. He asked what I was doing. I tried to act assured and innocent, and I said something to the effect of, "Don't you want to reach as many people as you can with your message?"
Film for David Tottenham
called Memphis Belle, and I didn't have an agent in Los Angeles. Then the feeding frenzy started. I felt like a piece of meat for quite a while.
The signing of talent is what the heart of the agency business is. Those that can sign the talented people have control of the agency business. And the agent breaks into three categories. There's the signer, there's what we call the holder, the person that can hold a person, whether they signed them or not, and then there's the seller, the person that can sell the person. They could be three different people, or they could be one person. But the primary person is that person that can sign talent.
Tell you, go over to Man Carry Chrysler. Man Carry Chrysler can give you the best deal in town. Do you have little money? Bad credit? Well, go and talk to my friends at Man Carry Chrysler. They have the best deal in town. They're located at 4630 West 95th Street. And if he ain't bothering you, it's an indication that you're not bothering him. Glory to God. And they need to know that God is the same God today as he was on yesterday. That's why I come and tell you that God will still make a way, because he's making a way for me.
What I like is subversive humor. Freckles, women's knees, and their long hair. The laughter of children being themselves. A girl running in the street. I long for love that is alive, for what is impossible and ambiguous. I dread knowing precisely where my limits are.
Join us again next Sunday at 12 a.m. and may the Lord bless you real good.
One of the earliest advertisers was Danny's Hard Drive. Danny Ash is the CEO.
I was obsessed with the computer. I thought, I want to become a computer programmer. It was like the proverbial light bulb going off. I knew what I had to do.
The
can flash on seeing the board of General Electric, yet they clearly, as Ramsey Clark points out, stole more money. So I decided to write a book to get even. So, although the book, Steal This Book, is like the title. I mean, it does advocate theft and living like an outlaw and living like a revolutionary. It does in a people's context. In other words, it's very simply written. It's funny. It's kids all over the country right now are reading it in practice. It's a handbook for revolution. Therefore, it's one of the reasons it can't be published.
Something of movement in it that the Cubists didn't seem to be interested in.
You see, there was also futurism at that time.
The Italian.
Italian futurism. But I didn't know about it.
You weren't in Munich. You were in...
In Italy, no. I never knew any. You see, the famous futurist show in Paris was in January 1912 when I was painting this. So I hadn't seen it. There's a coincidence there. Of course, you might say it was in the air. But I didn't actually know the futurist, but I did this painting with the idea of using movement as one of the elements in it. And next year, the following year, I sent it at the invitation of American painters, Davies and Walter Park.
It was an event in American painting.
It's only now, even now that we know it, 40 years later, at the moment, it might have been an explosion of the success for a week or 10 days and finished and a foot by.
Yes.
But it went on. Then that was not enough for me. I went on with the idea that, all right, I had done what I could with Cubism, in my opinion, and immediately wanted to change. This idea of changing.
Whereas he was extremely well read in several languages, he never kept more than two or three books in his room at once.
Great pleasure for me to be here in this case.
Sort of butt in here, interject, stick one in. Proactive. Coming late on the conversation and think that it's just begun. Cover my backtracks against future missives. WZBC out of Newton. WZBC out of Newton. 90.3 FM. Heart of the Southland. Where curves are straightened out so they look like straight lines and all can thus be well in the kingdom. And it can be downright hard to read a book sometimes. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. I'm alive, in the game, guess I'd probably have a coronary attack. It's in my explorations of many, many diseases. This looks like a very fertile area if pushed to it. Line of defense. Vulnerable area. If I were to have a many disease, it is very popular today. And there's no disease like a pop disease. .3 FM. Of course, I try not to watch any of the medical television programs or Nova either. On the internet, live WZBC.org at 64 clicks up the Mekong Delta. Just fucking around with the digital domain. It's kind of like the leftovers, the dribble down theory. Before it's time. Toothpaste out of tube. IBM was remiss, along with Xerox, the Saudi Arabian corporation, at least by spelling at any rate. And thus, we get to witness a foreshadowing. Because everything post World War II, 1945.
Later, you can talk. Right now, let him talk.
Beware of Bob. Beware of Zero. And most of all,
Chicago.
Beware of Symmetry. Don't get caught in the middle.
Give them away, or leave them with somebody as supposedly as alone but never recollected. At the time of his death, his entire baggage would have fitted handily into a shoebox.
NewMetaphysics.com, of course, with the W's in front. Every time I say that, I want to hope for the assassination of Bill Gates, which hasn't happened yet. Only pies. Pies. And of course, studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Spelled as though by a person not using the internet. Truckloads of MP3 audio. Not compressed with Y, capital E, small n, C. Compression, I might add. And damn proud. Proud as a peacock. Peacock. You gimme? On the internet, kind of a family affair. Little intimacy corners, cracks, crevices. Where food is free, and some things are all right in the world. And we can leave babies alone. Little cavities of no parenting, parentis.
And it hadn't been that. It hadn't been any different all through his lifetime.
Where did he die?
Died in Los Angeles.
Good place to die. In fact, I believe it is in Santa Monica where all things global come to a rousing termination and are iconized as a result. Since if humanity is asleep, ghosts are pop.
Are you tired of all that rough edges?
Chicago!
Buried, of course, after quite a tremendous funeral in Las Vegas.
American's number one personal lubricant. Are you tired, ladies and gentlemen? Get your Astroglide.
I want to breathe new life into the way we look at the ordinary things around us. But how should one look? Like a child, the first time it encounters a reality outside itself. I live in the same state of innocence as a child who believes he can reach out from his cot and grasp a bird in the sky.
Internet. It's
values different attributes. It's just like a personal computer versus a mainframe. And I think that the combination of disruptive technology and the inherent modularity.
I said, well, let me go and see what it's all about.
Fly ho, Harry Lewis. Me be peeping her so hard, yes. Heat on juice already is hard news right now. She be music bursting out, blowing night song. Garden box be playing below belt, so. Purple streaks on yellow on girl with orange and beige on skin so high in her ass and pants, yes. Solid looking bitch with itch on thickness tumbling up down, yes. Me be pinning her so fast on moving train be popping up and me be thinking hard on softness did me so. Fly ho be fast, see?
Let us discuss the question of priority. Now, in our particular culture, everything else seems to come before intercourse, before sex. We make our appointments to go out to have dinner. We make our appointments to go to a show. We have our business appointments. We take golf lessons or tennis lessons. Everything else comes before actual sexual experience, and as I said before, too often it is relegated to the last moment after everything else is done, when the physical and emotional energy is at its lowest level.
Sitting there looking at it closed sitting on your desk. You're using it.
That's true.
The acknowledgement that it was wrong was that they changed it with the new models.
Yeah.
It took them literally a year. That's just one small little slice of what it's like to be a Macintosh user.
It's a love-hate thing.
It's you love the computer, you love the Macintosh, and you don't hate Apple.
That's
because,
right.
Because, I mean, I'm very critical of Apple, but I am critical about them like you would be a family member, you know. It's like, oh, my brother's driving me crazy, but I love that son of a gun. That's the way it is with Apple.
Scott, you are certainly not new to writing books. You write several columns, and you've written myriad of books on Photoshop. Why don't you give our listeners a
started going to the meetings.
Ein du mich kann auch etwas Schlechtes sein.
You know, it was a blessing that I came in as a distributor.
Ein du mich kann ohne mein Zutun sein.
And then I started working.
Auch ein
and then, you know, if you just try, all we have to do is try.
Plötzlich
if you don't try, you don't get anything. All you have to do is try.
Publish anything that, you know, theoretical book on doing it, but if you
do it
tell
yourself
how to do it, then you've got a different problem. Half the bookstores in America refuse to carry the book simply because of the title.
We hate you, white people. We hate you white people. The next time one of you patties come up here accusing me of hating you because of the color of your skin. I will kick you in your ass. I am saying that when one goes forth with his life out there to deal with the racist power structure, to deal with the real racism, that real racism is the murders and the atrocities and the oppression that black people live in. When one goes out there to deal with that, he realizes what he hates. He hates what the white races in this country has established, this system of oppression, etc.
and God will be right there on your side. But first, you got to put God first.
You have to pick up that phone. Put God first and pick up that phone.
That's right.
Abby Hoffman, you mentioned how successful the
past... Any title. Yeah. I mean, you can't miss.
How successful the books have been. What does a revolutionary like yourself do with all this newfound wealth?
Well, the woman I live with, Anita, myself, she's written a book under another name, but we live on the Lower East Side in a 3-room railroad flat, and when I burned the money at the stock exchange, it was one of the realest things I ever did in my life.
But by stealth when he was laboring to open a farm in the forest. His ancestors, who were Quakers, went to Virginia from Berks County, Pennsylvania. An effort to identify them with the New England family of the same name ended in nothing more definite than a similarity of Christian names in both families, such as Enoch, Levi, Mordecai, Solomon, Abraham, and the like.
And call. We're still waiting for a call.
I personally did not attend because I knew his view of funerals and of death itself, and also his view of Las Vegas, which was not precisely admiring.
He liked private games, didn't he?
Loved private games, preferred them. The only reason that he went to Las Vegas toward the end of his life, continued going there even after he'd moved to Los Angeles, was that that's where he could find the highest stake action. But whenever it was possible to find private action that was high enough to suit him, he would never have come near Las Vegas.
The air teemed with life, the mist of sparkling water, the scent of unseen orchids, the cries of hidden birds. Progress through this majestic old-growth forest was slow, painful work. I tore my way with glove-clad hands at the gauntlet of flaying branches and sharp-toothed fan palm leaves, bounced upon a hard saddle only slightly more comfortable than a prostate exam, forced my aching feet to remain wedged into the short, tight stirrup irons that banged against my fat, flea-ridden mule. The obdurate beast seemed intent on personally denuding the forest, nipping at vines, leaves, and fruits along the trail. I looked ridiculous, like Sancho Panza, needled Sullivan. I dug my knees into my mule's ribs. He brayed, then fitfully deposited another load of steaming dung in his wake.
And I wouldn't stoop to the level of a Ku Klux Klansman and a racist pig in this system to hate one of you jive patties just because of your simple color of your jive skin.
You can fall out of that bed and roll over to the phone and pick up a pencil or a pen and punch the numbers 468-1060. All the joy that's going to flood your soul. Something's going to happen. Then you're going to know that the Lord has touched you and made you whole. Put your trust in the Almighty God. You got to believe that for by grace are you saved through faith. And friends, that faith is not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Jesus Christ was the one that actually had all the faith. See, you couldn't get faith if you wanted to, except you put it in the Word of God. I thank God that he shared with me, enough wisdom and knowledge to just live in his grace, to bathe in his grace, to love his grace, to live life in his grace and favor. Friends, but you don't get the grace of God and the favor of God upon your life until you know what your salvation is all about. Friends, for by grace am I saved through faith. Can't nobody change that. Can't nobody do nothing about that. Friends, I'm blessed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. You can be blessed too. You can receive your salvation if you'll dial 468-1060.
Okay, first of all, let me pull up the account here. What's the name of the
manager?
Hey, what's your first name?
Well, it's Sharon Jean.
I'm sorry, Jean?
Sharon Jean.
How do you spell that?
Well, it's common spelling. Sharon.
I have never heard Sharon, so that's why I'm saying. S-H-A-R-N?
That sounds about right.
Then he and several others went into a group to discuss it.
They care nothing for constitutional government. They certainly have a disregard for states' rights, segregation, and religion. These liberals are not the religious people. These liberals are not the highly moral people. They say that you, members of the Klan, are the hate peddlers. They say that you are the bigots. But didn't we witness in Wisconsin and Indiana and Maryland how these so-called liberals act? The greatest governor in the state of Alabama, with his humility, his intelligence, and his dedication, he not one in one instance was guilty of an act of indignity. Not one instance did he say a single unkind word towards anyone. Yet was he not treated on certain occasions with disrespect? Ladies and gentlemen, this liberal crowd not only has contempt for our constitutional principles, but they don't even know what fairness or justice is. Do you tonight remember reading in your paper, any time within in your lifetime, of any senator from the North saying one word about the conditions, the racial conditions in the North? They say that we're unfair, that we're unwicked. But the most narrow-minded, the most bigoted, the most unobjective crowd in this country.
I think there's another. There's an O in there.
Okay.
So 275, if I come down there, Miss Evans, and you just have a check made out for me, so
no,
I wouldn't
no,
have
no.
to.
No, most definitely not. As
but
I
listen,
said
I got to run.
Damn Pedro exploding on somebody.
Well, I get it's another way of getting a red ass is what it is.
That's true. That certainly is true.
Yeah.
You so, did good, however.
Now, where are you from, Asta?
Germany.
Where?
Germany.
So you'd be the Krauten and they'd be the weenies?
There you go. You got it.
Because of the color of your skin, but when we really get down to the nitty-gritty and don't miss no nits or grits and really start hating what's really happening to us, we start hating it, so we start picking up guns and we don't come out jiving.
The white men do not scalp the head. They do worse. They poison the heart. It's not pure with them. His countrymen will not be scalped. but will in a few years be like the white men, see that you cannot trust them. Farewell, my nation. Blackhawk tried to save you and avenge your wrongs. He drank the blood of some of the whites. He has been taken prisoner, and his plans are stopped. He can do no more. He is near his end.
Somebody give me a matron. No, my case load is over.
But in a scene like this, now this is the Raymond Burr time. I shoot this, and break it up in various shots, and there's no movement in this. Everybody's stationary.
Unfortunately, at times you were forced into this with Raymond because of his insistence on cue cards at times.
But this is just those kind of scenes. There's no way to really use a steady cam in this. It would be interesting. I mean, that I think could get in the way of the film and the storytelling. Whenever I could, I used it.
Did any of that strategy also have to do with the idea of being able to basically have final cut by doing that?
Well, I mean, certainly goes back to John Ford and John Huston kind of thinking that you have more control if you don't give people a lot of choices.
Right.
But I do give people a lot of choices because I do shoot a lot of footage, and I do a lot of it in the editing room. I mean, I tell my story because by the time I finished this film could have been a lot of different stories. I think I got it down to pretty tight.
I borrowed.
I'm a little nervous. I have to appear in public. And since I did a play with Al Pacino up in Boston, but he's so electric that you kind of hide in his shadow and wander around the stage. It's great. I don't know. I should get glasses. I was in a drugstore sipping a soda when this little white-haired interesting Jew said, "Want to be in pitches?" I screamed and tossed my long wavy hair over an aquiline classic Greek broken nose. When suddenly he flashed a wallet full of lettuce under the counter. Little did I realize that lettuce didn't always mean money, but was also a cheap vegetable used for cooking soup and garnishing salads. Heavens, I cried. Heavens. Heavens. Heavens, it was a cry to be heard round the world. I was hooked. I had the bug, and it wasn't just that caterpillar crawling around the lettuce. It was the tarantula of ambition, fame, glory, and costume jewelry. It was cinematobilitis, conjunctivitis. Maximilian III, and a big one. I was put up in expensive... in splendid palaces in Beverly Hills, at Beverly Hills and motels on the beach. I was in. I had lunch with the mafia, dinner with blue bloods, breakfast with God knows who. I was in the making. And covered with whipped cream and Philadelphia cream cheese and half, I gasped. Could this be me, poor little rich girl from Grosse Pointe? Tossed by the puffs of fate into the road of life and macadam madness at 31. You bet your fucking left ball or tit it was me. And the world saluted. It smelled like a fart, but I knew it was 21 guns, whatever it was. As long as I didn't light a match, I was safe. Young men who previously thought I was a joke, now thought I was a riddle.
Now, I don't, if I remember rightly, I don't think you told Raymond what Linda Mance was going to be doing in the scene.
No, he's
getting crazy.
When she put the thing to her, I don't know, was it in this scene when she puts the...
She did the thing with the ball, with the ping pong ball in the air on this one.
But she doesn't, when she does the thing with
her teeth. Yeah, well, that...
That's another scene, right?
I just don't remember what...
She just flipped out. Well, he flipped out, you know, because he couldn't stand the idea of working with children anyway, yeah. I don't think, but much less... Somebody was doing all this business, and because I kept giving her things like these devices to use.
Right, and he kept on getting more and more.
I didn't know she was going to put them in her mouth and try to tear her teeth off in the next scene with it. But
he kept on getting more and more.
Oh, here it is. No, it's here. It's right here. This is it. Look at this. Oh.
Coming home, we've got to be a family again.
But he went with it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he didn't have much choice.
He grabbed it out of her hand. This was improvised. I mean, he didn't know she was going to do this.
Yeah. You have trouble. I think he was a little nervous that she was upstaging him a bit, you know.
A bit.
Yeah. But he came up with a story. I mean, his ending of the picture was going to be, I mean, it was catastrophic. I think he wanted to dress almost as a woman and pretend he was her mother. I can't remember exactly what he was thinking about.
I want a turtle for Daddy.
Hey, wait.
You help me get a turtle for Daddy?
No, you can't get one.
Will not attain these goals, or the reverse. He may have attained that goal of being head of one corporation, but he would like to be head of 10.
In four gorges, we reach you. Let's go dancing. How about disco? Over.
Somebody walk in on my wife and they're in the bathroom up there. She's trying to work.
One of his pigeons, wasn't he? Now, King Farouk's daddy. It was Ufu II, the Sultan who later was king of Egypt, and Sultan Fuad had just gotten married, and of course his subjects weren't terribly happy about his gambling proclivities anyway, and so he knew there'd be a terrible outcry if he left his brand new bride and went to Monte Carlo for the season and do a little gambling. So what he did instead was to sneak into Monte Carlo, and he actually obtained a job as a bellboy under the name of Jamal Tufik. The only trouble with this plan of action was that, of course, no bellboy named Jamal Tufik can go and risk a million francs at the tables without causing a certain amount of comment, and he'd have been unmasked in a moment. So it had to be private games, and he'd heard of Nicholas Dandolos, and the nickname Get Nick the Greek had caught on by then. And so he arranged a private game.
When was this? How long ago?
This was, I believe, in 1919. And he almost lost the kingdom.
If you buy a Honda Accord DX for a...
without a defense shop, got a black ace stamp on his windshield, entitling him to 3 gallons a week.
So bad we don't have any marshmallows,
huh? We got you.
Long before that, when I left my, mortgaged house and 3 life insurances and 4-door Chevrolet and lawnmower behind, that I...
People have some arguments that there's a defect in the tobacco or something, but mainly, they're the way they're supposed to be. Is it a design defect? Well, I don't know. That one's a little tricky. You might be able to argue it in some cases if, it didn't have a filter. Maybe that's a design defect, but that's a little tricky. Well, the obvious and best product liability claim against a cigarette manufacturer is failure to warn. And this would be a killer. The tobacco industry would be totally bankrupt today because of this failure to warn claim. Because let's face it, the evidence is overwhelming that cigarettes cause lung cancer, emphysema, heart disease, and other problems as well. And the cigarette companies have maintained for years, and still to some degree to this day, to truly apprise a person of the nature of the risk. And I'm sure you see this all the time on television advertisements where somebody puts up an advert, great car, and then they have these 8 lines of tiny print that flash across the screen for an instant.
And her mashed and sweet potatoes are seasoned with a flair. Try Isola salmon croquettes and fresh farm-raised catfish. Isola serves breakfast any time of the day.
Any civilization has a people been lacking and in need so desperate as the people are in the United States of America. Never has a government in the history of this nation gone so far away from God. In three decades, never has a Supreme Court taken one of the most powerful forces our forefathers, four times in the Constitution, the name of God is mentioned. And they don't even want our children to meditate because they might think about God. In a world when the Soviet Union is begging for preachers and Bibles, our kids cannot even take them in public school. But we can have homosexual, lesbian meetings on public property.
Dominate our culture based on monotheism, hatred of nature, suppression of the female, so forth and so on. So what shamans have to do is act as exemplars by making this cosmic journey to the domain of the Gaian ideas and then bringing them back in the form of art to the struggle to save the world.
Is having, breathing, and heart beating exactly like being taken care of? Could be a way of existing that's a lot less dangerous. The other day I talked to you about gnosis being the fundamental impulse of religion, the fundamental impulse of human beings. But what is traditionally meant by gnosis is experiential knowledge, concrete, direct observation and certainty about something. When for instance, I just asked you this question. I said, though, on the basis of everything you've observed, do you think that God is taking care of everybody? In other words, on the basis of your gnosis, does this seem to be the case for you? I didn't ask you just to think about it, in other words. See, in the absence of experiential knowledge, we can think any number of things. Maybe this may be the case, you see. But on the basis of what you have actually realized to be so, on the basis of your commitment to experience, your commitment to observation, on the basis of your observation and your understanding of what you've observed, could you characterize God as a being or the being taking care of everyone? Do human beings exist in a situation in which they're being taken care of, or is there something else going on with us?
Cold orange juice, ham, bacon, sausage, and all those light and delicious biscuits.
The sun is setting and he will rise no more. Farewell, the Blackhawk.
He hunts a buffalo or traps a beaver on the stream. And when winter comes on, you can take shelter in the woody bottoms along the river.
Isola's is where the stars come to dine. You never know who you'll see there.
There you will find buffalo meat for yourself and cottonwood bark for your horses. Or you may winter in the Wind River Valley, where there is salt weed in abundance.
Have your next business breakfast, lunch, or dinner meeting at Isola's, serving the community for over 30 years.
Shaman is a mystical illusion. It's a set of techniques. And the principal technique is the use of psychedelic plants. Is the use of psychedelic plants.
Okay, and we have the night cream. Okay, it repairs and it renewal occurs. Okay, so it helps repair and renew occur. Okay, and we have one more, and that is the elastic collagen. Okay, smooth. You can smooth this over dry line and tighten wrinkles. So if you have wrinkles, if you're getting a little older, you know, because we do get a little wrinkled when we get a little older. So please call us here at the station. Okay, we have a call on the line. James, hello. Hello, James. Berry juice. But we all say, oh, I cannot drink that. I cannot drink it. Aloe vera juice and aloe vera gel. Now, you need a cleansing. Your colon needs cleansing. I'm sure that many of you have been here for years and years, and you have never had your colon cleansed. Now, sometimes you say that bio-based, we have a multiple vitamin, and the complete family can take these products. We have the stress BNC, we have the cotyledon, we have the Nutri-Yeast.
Newspaper or from one's own life as proof that the proposed idea is unworkable, preposterous, and downright dangerous. The mind, dazzled by this seemingly factual presentation, goes home to think.
The country is exactly in the right place. Everything good is to be found there. There is no place like the Crow Country.
Welcome to my adventures or whatever. Well, it's been an interesting...
The talk of our forefathers has been spoken, and you have listened to it. You have also smoked the pipe of peace and shaken the right hand of friendship around the great council fire, newly kindled at Tahlequah in the west, and our hearts have been made glad on this occasion. Brothers, when we look into the history of our race, we see some green spots that are pleasing to us. We also find many things to make the heart sad.
Of disruptive technology and the inherent modularity. Technology and the inherent modularity.
And we have the French vanilla. And we have the Fermatone.
God bless you. Okay.
Okay. Now, we do have all color of lipstick. We have all color of lipstick. And something that you really need, many of us need, it is the body wrap. I'm sure that you want to lose a few pounds, a few inches, Now, if you want to lose a few pounds...
But God, where you come into the beauty of holiness...
He tries to discover a less dangerous way. Alas, fear and guilt shoot down every idea the mind formulates with even more logic than the last time.
Practice the most exquisitely horrible tortures, but at the same time who had a kind of urbanity, a kind of culture that was never crude, always perfect manners. And whereas other children at that time of life wanted, when they grew up, to become engineers driving trains, or test pilots, or sports car champions,
disco sucks. Kill all hippies.
Beware symmetry. The letter zero and the name Bob. Adam Newton, WZBC. Cooking gumbo. The secret is to cause decay fast. Add seasoning. W the ZBC. Big Z Train. House of Chaos. Little Mom and Pop. A one lunger out of the tri-state. Jason Larry King on the Global. FM for you. Pasteurized by FCC. Nobody gets hurt. Put your hands up. Throw out your weapons. Step out of the vehicle. Metaphysics.com with the W's up front. Studio475.com/New Metaphysics. Currently housing TV Guide on that site, as well as MP3s of shows. So come a Sunday night, 8 p.m., can't get through the main line, get your TV guide right over here. FCC says I can. Cheap. Cheaper than a phone company.
Okay, now isn't that a beautiful testimony?
Beautiful.
She's drinking the aloe vera, aloe international juice.
The fact that some of the new logic contradicts the logic of last time is not always noticed, and so the mind is left alone, pondering.
Nadia Boulanger said, "The essential conditions of everything you do must be choice, love, passion."
All these energies are part of the success mechanism we have as human beings. That this mechanism has been misdirected and incorrectly programmed, for adults at least, does not in any way affect the usefulness of the structure.
Oh God, save America before it's too late. You may be seated.
Will not fit very comfortably in with the prosperity message of our day. And I believe that Christians are to prosper. It is not good for business. It is not good for people that only want to think positive. Yet I think positive. It isn't good for people that maybe can only understand possibility thinking. And I believe in possibility thinking. There comes a time in your life, individually, in a nation, collectively, when you face the truth. You can't think it away. You can't possibility get it away. You can't think positive enough to make it go away. You can't prosper it away. Your Cadillac won't drive it away. Your stained glass window in your church won't move it away. Your memorized prayers will not remove it. Nor its stain. Your holier than thou, pious ways will not eradicate the cancer of the soul.
It's our loading program. We can load anything from clothing to equipment, weapons, training simulations, anything we need.
Subvert normality.
It is, in fact, doing a very good job at what it was programmed to do.
film about the rape of a woman whose car breaks down, cost about $20,000 to make.
I don't know what's wrong with it. He should be on his way to...
They'll earn tens of thousands of dollars in profit.
Yeah.
Rob and Lizzie try to make two films a week.
Please remember, the goal is not to get rid of any part of this mechanism. The goal is to redirect and reprogram it so that it achieves what we choose.
I don't shoot the lovey-dovey porno that you watch all the time. This is for people who watch porno all the time and they're sick of the husband and the wife making love with candles. This is for if you want to jerk off to fucking porno with your old lady and you're watching it and you're getting into it and it's hot, steamy sex that you're like, after you get done, you feel like you just like the drugs. Like, yeah.
But now he'd like to drop out completely and move to some bucolic farming area.
But getting emotional is something you do when you're sick. When you're are suffering from the disease of feeling.
Get that thing out of my way, I'm mad. Get that thing out of my way. I thought I just wanted to kick the devil and I was going to take a shot at him. Religion is the opium of the people, one scholar said it. Religion is an immunization against reality. Religion seduces the minds of men and think that all they have to do is believe in a sacred cow or lick a crystal or kiss a statue or worship Buddha or bow at Muhammad or pray with beads or burn a candle.
Right now, we're inside a computer program.
Is it really so hard to believe?
I could have done 10 nudes probably at that time if I wanted to. I decided not to go there. That will come into another discussion probably about why I did that. But I went immediately into another formula, which is the formula of the chocolate grinder. I was in Rouen in one of the shops showing through the glass a real, an actual chocolate grinder. That a manufacturer of chocolate showed his chocolate grinder in the window. And it amused me so much that I took it as a point of departure.
But what was different in your point of view here
than in any normal still life of a chocolate grinder? Was it a mechanical interest?
Yes, is that of course the mechanical side of it influenced me there now. At least that was also a point of departure of a new form of technique. I couldn't go into the haphazard drawing that, or the folds, or the painting, the splashing of the paint, or the, I wanted to go back to a completely dry drawing, dry conception of art. And the mechanical drawing, for me, was the best form of that dry form of art.
The Border Police step in that. 4 days in his camp, had the run of his camp, and had two one-on-one interviews with him. It's quite a place, his camp. It's camp is probably the wrong word. A more accurate description might be a city-state. There's about, at the time, there were about 10,000 people, which about 5,000 were soldiers in training. There was a market, a hospital, schools, a zoo, karaoke bar, and kind of on the ridgeline surrounding the town itself, there's a series of fire bases. So it was well protected by automatic weapons, and they claimed surface-to-air missiles. I have no reason to doubt them on that.
I've reclaimed him. Cunt. I really like it. Cunt. Just listen to it. Listen to it. Cunt. Cavern. Cackle. Clit. Cute. Come close. See. Closed inside. Inside. Then you. Then coo. Then curvy. Inviting. Shark skin. You. Uniform. Under. Urge. Ooh. Ooh.
Too young to make choices of our own.
Chapter 59.
What normalities? Gorgeous? You're just a crazy little kid. Tell me, what's this pretty bacon? Over.
What's your 1022?
All of the money that he had taken with him to Monte Carlo, and he wanted to leave a marker against the Sultanate of Egypt. And Nick almost took it, and he said in later years that he really believed he should have, because at least he'd have had to be a better king than Farouk.
Wouldn't it have been funny?
It would have. And I think Nick might have been a pretty fair king.
He would have been a good king.
He'd have been I think it would have bored him eventually, yeah. Though.
As other jobs in his company become vacant, and he looks for someone to fill them.
This may be the last one you ever invite me to. But I got an employer up there. And this is the biggest amener that I have in this place tonight is Brother Cyrillus. If America does not fall on its face and repent, I did not say get religion. I said repent of their immorality, of their degradation, of their perversion, and of their abandoning the faith of our forefathers. America, if it doesn't bow, is going to burn. Repent. Turn yourselves from all of your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves, America, and live. I want to say this tonight up front. It is not too late for America. I don't want to say it lightly. I don't want just some little charismatic hand clap to jump on top of that line. But there is going to have to be a surgical work of the Holy Spirit that can only take place that if America will bow on its knees and turn to the living God and cast away their iniquity. God said, you will not die, but you shall live. The soul that sinneth shall die. That's emphatic. The wicked shall be turned into hell. That's emphatic. And so will all the nations that forget God. Here is a word we don't use in the secular realm, nor even in the spiritual church anymore. It's a word called absolutes. It's a word that is decisive. It's a word based upon not feeling, not fiction, but fact. Sin is a fact. Hell is a fact. Wickedness is a fact. Immorality is a fact. Homosexuality is a fact. Perversion is a fact.
How did the opium trade show itself, or what? How did it? Where was
the opium trade?
What did you see the evidence of the opium?
The evidence of the opium trade. One day, when we were there, we took a ride about 20-25 miles north of the camp to a small village of Pao farmers. The Pao are a subgroup of the Karen, who are another hill tribe. It's a village of about 150 people, and their cash crop was opium. We went into the hut of one of the village elders. He thought we were there to buy opium, so he immediately pulled out a gin, which is J-I-N. It's kind of a standard unit of weight over there, about 3.5 pounds of raw opium. He brought it out. He thought I wanted to buy it. He was going to sell it to me for $125. But that whole area there, that section of Shan State, was all at the time under the control of Kunsa soldiers. Less than a mile away, there was a fire base on top of a mountain that was populated by his soldiers. So that was sort of right there at ground zero. Elsewhere in my travels and during the visit there, on three other occasions, we went through poppy fields. Fortunately, we got there in March, and the harvest season for that part of Shan State was February, so the fields had already been harvested. But every time there was a field within a mile or two, there was another fire base, another Kunsa fire base there.
When he supposedly turned himself in to the military government of Burma,
right?
People that I know who work on who are very concerned about what's going on in Burma and are part of the movement for human rights and democracy in Burma, some of whom are from Burma. The word was that it was very clear when he was supposedly turning himself in that he really wasn't turning himself in, or that from the way that the people who were supposedly arresting him showed deference to him, for example, according to Burmese people, that a deal was struck that for international public relations purposes may have looked like he was surrendering, but really was allowing him to continue on in a position of some power.
The drug control people would like to characterize it as a surrender, but it was anything but. It was a brokered ceasefire agreement. He will continue to receive royalties for teak that is cut in that area, for gems that are mined. He's now living in Rangoon in a lakeside villa, and he's just closed a deal for the bus concession for Sean State, so he's going to be in charge of, he'll be a legitimate businessman, and that's his plan.